وقضى ربك ألا تعبدوا إلا إياه وبالوالدين إحسانا.
Your Lord has decreed that you shall not worship anyone except Him, and He has enjoined kindness to parents.
For humanity,
سيد عبد الله الموسوي.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان اللعين الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Brothers and sisters, dear listeners, السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته, and welcome to IRIB English Radio, and you are listening to the program For Humanity. We are looking at justice being the core of human rights and humanity. And we are looking at justice from the perspectives or the perspective of Amir al-Mu'mineen Ali ibn Abi Talib alayhi salam, the commander of the faithful. Now, Amir al-Mu'mineen alayhi salam, even he himself, when he accepted the Khilafah or the Caliphate, he accepted it under one condition. And that is a firm determination to establish truth and justice and destroy falsehood. And to the extent that he was willing to give and sacrifice his very life for it. And ultimately, he, alayhi salam, did. It was on this account that he insisted that the people themselves, I mean, it doesn't matter whether it is Amir al-Mu'mineen or not, he insisted that people should watch the activities and the actions of the rulers and should not accept a ruler who did not prove to be a public servant. As simple as that. Because a person is in power, it doesn't mean that me and you, we take our hands off and we say, well, what can I do? I can't do anything. And I say this, you say that, and people say the same thing, and then our rights get taken. Amir al-Mu'mineen says, no. A ruler, it doesn't matter who he is, needs to be washed. Even Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Quran, He says, when he talks about people, he says, we will ask people. And we will ask those who were sent to people too. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sends the messengers to us, the prophets, which are infallible. But even Allah says, I will hold them accountable. I mean, not to say that they made any mistake or anything. But the concept, the notion of questioning and keeping an eye on things needs to be maintained. So Amir al-Mu'mineen says that as people, we need to watch the activities and actions of the rulers. When we don't see them becoming public servants, we need to speak out. He also advised us and advised people of his time. And this message obviously continues and will echoes until the day of judgment, or at least until the appearance of the Savior. He said that you need to express displeasure on the bad activities and the actions of a ruler so they are aware of it. When a ruler and a king and a president comes up with a law and signs a treaty or what have you and forces people into something that is bad for them, the people need to show that they are displeased with that. They should rage. They should go out to the streets. They should make their voices being heard. They should say, no, that is not acceptable. And they do not, obviously, give the green light to the leader or the ruler, Because those rulers, when they issue a statement, when they issue a law, when they issue a command, and it is applied, they don't face objection from people, it will continue. They will think, well, people don't say anything, so I might as well do it. Amir al-Mu'minin says, no, you need to speak out. You need to talk. Now, let us take a short break and then we continue after.
Dear listeners, you are listening to the Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran. You can send us your emails, comments, and questions at englishradio@irib.ir.
Welcome back, brothers and sisters, and you are listening to the program For Humanity, coming to you from IRIB English Radio. Just before the break, we were saying that Amir al-Mu'mineen alayhi salam was advising people that they need to express their minds and to speak out when they see their leaders are not applying justice and not giving people their basic human rights. He said in one of his sayings, he says, do you not feel annoyed and displeased if foolish persons become your rulers and consequently you are humiliated and afflicted and ruined? Because he can see that. He's watching people at his time, obviously under the caliphs of those before him, or even the people of Sham who were under the rulership of Muawiyah. He says, doesn't that displease you? Doesn't that annoy you? Doesn't that make a change inside you? Doesn't that make you rage from the inside? And they are your leaders. You're giving them obedience. And all they're doing is causing you humility. They're inflicting all sorts of pain upon you. And they are ruining your lives. And you don't say anything? What is wrong with you? What has gotten into your brains? When will you wake up? And Amir al-Mu'mineen salamullah alayhi constantly used to remind people of that. He says, people, you need to wake up. And he keeps saying, rights are taken, not given. Al-haq yu'khad wa la yu'ta. That when I have a right, I have to go seek it myself. The president, the government, the king, or the ruler, or whoever might be in power, is not going to knock on my door and say to me, oh, would you please accept Medicare? Would you please accept education? Would you please accept money? They won't do that. I and you have to go to them and take our rights from them. That's how it works, not vice versa. So when Amir al-Mu'mineen used to watch people being subjected, tortured, afflicted with all sorts of pain and suffering, and they don't say anything, and he says, what's wrong with you? Don't you feel anything? I mean, I wish Amir al-Mu'mineen alayhi salam was here today, and he will be saying the exact same thing, where he looks at us, be it Muslim or non-Muslims, living under these systems that are oppressive, where our rights are being taken, our wealth is being taken, our dignity is being taken, and we are not saying anything. All we can say is, what can I do? You know, all we say is to criticize and talk until the sun rises, and we don't do any change. Amir al-Mu'mineen, if he was here, he would say the same thing. What's wrong with you? Do you not feel annoyed and displeased when those foolish people become your rulers and leaders? And consequently, you are humiliated and afflicted and ruined? And I said to Amir al-Mu'mineen, we surely don't feel anything anymore. We'll leave it here and we will continue in other episodes. Thank you for listening. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
اللهم صل على محمد وآله
اللهم صل على محمد وآله اللهم صل على محمد وآله اللهم صل على محمد وآله